DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock, the latest news now with Joanna Earle.
A migrant has died after trying to get onto a train heading to Kent from France. Karina's got the details for KMFM.
Eurotunnel have told KMFM a freight train heading to Folkestone was stopped shortly after leaving the French terminal at 10:20 last night. A number of migrants had been reported on the tracks. The shuttle was also searched and several were discovered on board. One of those was unconscious and another injured. It's now been confirmed one of the migrants has died. It's the 10th death of a migrant trying to get into the UK via the Channel Tunnel since June.
Meantime, Croatia's interior minister says the country may have to close its border altogether if the migrant crisis continues. 7 out of 8 roads crossings into Serbia have been shut and the army put on standby. This man managed to get into Croatia earlier.
We are going to Germany or maybe Sweden, and we want a better life, want to live peacefully, and we want security, because we were threatened in our countries.
This is KMFM News.
A lorry driver has been arrested on suspicion of causing death by dangerous driving after a motorcyclist from Kent died in a crash on the M25. It happened on the clockwise carriageway just before the QE2 bridge in Essex at around 6 this morning. A man in his 50s from Maidstone died at the scene. A woman who's in her 30s and from Romania is in custody. Two prisoners are due to be sentenced today for killing another inmate at a Kent prison. 46-year-old Darren Flynn was found in a cell at Swarside Prison on the Isle of Sheppey in March with almost 200 stab wounds. 33-year-old Paul Wadkin denied murder but was convicted by a jury yesterday. 45-year-old Jason Gomez pleaded guilty.
KMFM News.
Police are hunting a man who's reportedly been exposing himself to school children in Maidstone. A number of students claim they were flashed by a man in Watman Park and an alleyway near Buckland Road. Mapleston Oaks School and Maidstone Grammar School for Girls have both issued warnings. It's thought we're close to finding out when the historic scenic railway roller coaster at Margate Streamland will finally be running. The Grade 2 listed attraction wasn't ready in time for the park's grand opening in June, but cars are now being tested on the track. The wooden structure has been completely restored after being badly damaged in a fire in 2008.
KMFM Showbiz.
Ellie Goulding's been chatting to KMFM about studying at the Uni of Kent and hoping they give her an honorary degree. She quit after 2 years at Canterbury to pursue a music career, but has been telling Glenn on The Hit List that her tutors were hugely supportive. She's also turned down the chance to see her now boyfriend performing at the campus.
They said, we've heard the music on MySpace and we think you should go for it. We think you're onto something.
Yeah.
So they were really good like that, and they kept it open. But guys, I don't think I'm going to be able to go back and do my degree anytime soon. So
okay, not to the final
help
year.
Me out there. Apparently McFly played at University of Kent and I didn't go, but my friend Justine, I remember her asking me if I wanted to go and I said no.
Have you told Dougie that?
No, but it was definitely not because I didn't love McFly.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
England will tonight kick off their first home Rugby Union World Cup since 1999 later. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, KMFM's been speaking to a four-time World Cup player ahead of England's opening game against Fiji at Twickenham. Former Fiji star Nicky Little's now head coach at Canterbury Rugby Club. He's tipping England to win, but believes his home country does have one key advantage.
Not only England, but those superpowers with the structure behind them, they've got all the chances in the world. It's them that the pressure on. There's no pressure on Fiji. We've got pressure from our own families and friends and our own country, but in the end, we know that we're just the little fish.
On to football now, and Gillingham continue their fight to stay top of League One tomorrow. They take on Colchester United, who won their last game against Sheffield United, but did have one of their key defenders sent off. Gill's manager, Justin Edinburgh, believes they'll still need to work hard and says being top of the table does have a downside.
The players have got themselves into a very good position. They're top of the league, and obviously what that does when you are up there is it makes you a target for people to raise their game and look to defeat the league leaders.
And Andy Murray leads Great Britain's effort to reach a first Davis Cup tennis final in 37 years later. He takes on Tanasi Kokkinakis today in his first match of their last four tie against Australia in Glasgow.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.